Hello, this is INSJ, our morning news briefing. Five of the most important and interesting inside stories in just a few minutes. This is Boris Blacken. Today is Friday, January 30th. Story 1. Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the agreement on an energy ceasefire for the winter cold and welcomed Donald Trump's statement about the possibility of protecting Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities from Russian strikes. Quote, "We expect the agreements to be implemented. De-escalation steps contribute to real progress toward ending the war." Quote, earlier, Donald Trump announced that he had asked Vladimir Putin to cease strikes on Ukrainian cities for a week and received his consent. According to him, the Ukrainian side was very pleased with this agreement. Trump also stated that significant progress was being made in negotiations on a possible settlement of the war in Ukraine. He emphasized that his administration is actively working to end the conflict. Speaking at a meeting with cabinet members and summing up the results of 2025, Trump called it the most successful year in the history of American administrations. He reiterated that the United States had managed to stop 8 armed conflicts, and another, he said, referring to the war in Ukraine, was nearing its end. Story 2. The first meeting of the Russian Democratic Platform in the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, PACE, took place in Strasbourg. Its main part was held behind closed doors. During the first part, PACE President Petra Baer addressed the gathering. She stated that the creation of the Russian platform in the PACE sends a clear signal that democratically minded Russians have not been forgotten in Europe. In addition to 10 Russian opposition figures, the meeting was also attended by rapporteurs on the PACE and representatives of various factions. 4 representatives of Russia's indigenous peoples were unable to attend. According to platform participants Mark Fagan and Dmitry Gudkov, the second part of the meeting addressed technical issues that are not of public interest. Each participant was given a few minutes to speak, followed by a discussion. Gudkov proposed focusing on 2 areas, human rights and containing Putin's regime. Nadezhda Tolokonnikova spoke about culture and feminism. According to Mark Fagan, everyone agreed that the next rotation should include elections for representatives to the Parliamentary Assembly. The next session will be held in April. PACE announced the launch of a platform for working with anti-war Russians last October. As a result, a group of 15 public figures was formed. Story 3. The European Commission has included Russia in its list of countries with a high risk of money laundering and terrorist financing. The decision came into effect on January 29. Being blacklisted by the EU entails significantly tightened controls over financial transactions involving an organization or individuals from that country, including a comprehensive review of all transactions. In addition to Russia, this list includes, among others, North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Furthermore, the Council of the European Union expanded the sanctions list due to Russia's destabilizing activities. 6 individuals were slapped with restrictive measures: TV presenters Ekaterina Andreeva, Maria Siddle, Dmitry Gubernev, and Pavel Zarubin. The list also includes actor and rapper Roma Zhigan, whose real name is Roman Chumakov. He has 2 convictions for robbery and armed robbery. After 2022, he actively supported the Russian army. Also sanctioned was Kherson-born ballet dancer Sergei Polunin, who served as Putin's confidant during the 2024 elections. The sanctions include asset freezes and entry bans into EU countries. Story 4. Russia and Ukraine conducted the first exchange of bodies of fallen soldiers this year. According to the State Duma, 1,000 bodies have been returned to Ukraine and 38 to Russia. Ukraine's Coordination Headquarters for the Treatment of Prisoners of War announced that all bodies that Russia claims belong to Ukrainian servicemen will be handed over for examination and identification. The last exchange of bodies took place on December 19. Then, Russia handed over 1.3 bodies to Ukraine as part of the Istanbul agreements. In return, Russia received the bodies of 26 fallen Russian soldiers. Story number 5. American rock musician Bruce Springsteen released the protest song, Streets of Minneapolis. The title refers to Springsteen's famous early 1990s song, Streets of Philadelphia. The new song is inspired by the events in Minneapolis, where Immigration and Border Patrol officers shot and killed 2 local residents, Renegade and Alex Preda, during raids. Springsteen said he wrote the song in response to the state terror that befell Minneapolis. It's dedicated to the city's residents and to the memory of those who perished. Stay free, the musician says in the commentary. In less than 24 hours, the song garnered nearly 3.5 million views on YouTube. Russia ranked first in the world for the number of internet shutdowns in 2025. But you can still read real news, use WhatsApp, and watch Inside 5 on our YouTube channel with VPN from Insider. The subscription link is in the podcast description. And that's all for today. Listen to INSJITEF on all podcast platforms, as well as on the EO Online app and on the Echo FM website.